I'm speaking with Gail Stratman, who's the regional technical lead for the Midwest for FMC. And FMC is one of our sponsors for the Farm Progress Show. And Gail, the first thing I'd like to talk to you about is Solstice herbicide. And this is the first year on the market for Solstice. So tell me, what results are growers seeing in their cornfields this season?
Well, it is true. We introduced Solstice in 2014. We got it to the market probably a little bit later than we'd like it to, but we still were able to have a number of growers take a look at the product this year and really get a feel for what it can do for them. Solstice is a premix combination that we're introducing into the market where it's got two modes of action to help growers control some of the problem broadleaf weeds they have in corn. Some of the key weeds that they're fighting, weeds like water hemp, lamb's quarter, giant ragweed, morning glories, some of these more difficult weeds that they've been struggling with in corn. Solstice has very good activity on those, and the results that we've been seeing and the reports we've been getting back from retailers and growers have been extremely positive with the introduction of this product.
Well, all those weeds that you mentioned are things that we're seeing a great deal of resistance in. And how is Solstice helping to work as a solution to fight that resistance?
Well, as I mentioned, it combines two different modes of action, and as you get out into the marketplace and talk to growers as well as academic weed scientists, the key thing that most of them will emphasize is to use multiple modes of action. One of the reasons we've got into some of the resistance issues we have is that we've overused or oversimplified a lot of our weed control and relied specifically on glyphosate to control all of our weeds. Now that we have a lot of resistance to glyphosate out in the Midwest in a lot of corn and soybean fields, it's very important that we change those modes of action or include more modes of action in our weed control program. And Solstice does exactly that. It adds two modes of action. When we combine that with glyphosate, we've now got three. In a lot of cases, growers are adding some atrazine to that as well. So in a lot of cases, we're going out there with three or four modes of action in one tank mix that helps control a lot of those weeds and combat some of that resistance building in those fields because we're controlling those weeds with more than one mode of action. So it really allows growers to use some best management practices to control those weeds and be very effective in doing that.
So how does Solstice fit into the overlap system approach to weed management?
Well, Solstice is a very good post-emergence option for growers to control those weeds in crop after the crop is up. But really, we don't want to rely specifically on that for our total weed control. We want to use Solstice as part of an integrated pre-post sequential program. So we use a pre-emergence herbicide down to control those early season weeds. But then we come in with Solstice, in that early post stage from emergence up through, V6, V8 stage, and allow us to clean up any of those broadleaf escapes that may have come through our pre, but then, using multiple modes of action, but then it also provides some short residual on top of that to add to that pre-emergence that we've got. So we're using a two-pronged approach at different times of the season, and Solstice fits very well into that and controls a broad spectrum of weeds that growers are dealing with out in their fields.
Well, and I know you already mentioned some of those weeds, but tell us again, what are some of the key weeds that Solstice does control?
Well, there's a whole host of weeds on the label that Solstice control, but some of the key ones that growers have expressed interest in or seeing excellent results in over the last season have been on water hemp or the pigweed complex. Lamb's quarter, giant ragweed. As we get farther west, we run into weeds like kochia and Russian thistle, and we've had excellent results there. As we get farther south in the Corn Belt and in the southern areas, weeds like morning glory become more important, and we see outstanding performance there. So it really has an excellent fit, no matter if you're growing corn in the northern Corn Belt, the southern part of the U.S., the east or the west. It has a fit on a lot of those weeds because of its multiple modes of action and the broad-spectrum activity that we see from that.
Well, as FMC continues to invest in farming's future by providing new crop protection solutions, why is a product like Solstice so important to fit into that motto?
As we continue to work with growers and understand the problems that they're seeing with weed control and different pest problems, FMC continually is trying to strive to find products that fit specific needs. Rather than just develop a product and have it try to fit everywhere, we try to go out with growers because different growers have different needs, and so we try to build products that are specific to growers' problems at that time and bring those to the market to allow those growers to be more effective in what they're trying to do, be more productive, and you know, provide excellent solutions for what they're trying to do.
And you can find out more about Solstice by going to the FMC website. That's fmccrop.com. Thanks to FMC for helping us to cover the Farm Progress Show this year. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.